All
Wait,
right.
can I jump in with this one? Do you remember when do you know Tommy? You know Tommy, right?
Tommy. Oh,
Tommy
yeah.
P.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure he doesn't give a
Yeah.
shit. I mean, he has a real career. I don't. This
Right.
isn't gonna fucking do anything to it. So
Right.
Tommy Pope. It was like Halloween like 2 years ago, and I went up to him, and he was
I was
sitting
there
there.
too. I
Shut
was
up,
there too.
Adam. You're not on the podcast, man.
Yeah.
So I like a guy. It was like Halloween like 2 years ago, and me and someone who's no longer on the podcast were looking for like blow, and so I go up to Tommy, and I was like, because we didn't have a guy to buy blow off of, so I go up to Tommy, and I was like, hey man, you got a blow guy? And Tommy sits there for like a half second, and he like thinks about it, and he goes, no, but I fucked a tranny once. And I was like, what? And he was like, I fucked a tranny. And I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, you asked me if I've ever blown a guy. He's like, no, I said, do you have a blow guy? And he's like, no, I don't. I'm sorry.
I love that he just volunteered that.
Yeah.
That's so
Thought about
good.
it for a
Yeah.
second.
Well, the story was great. The story he told me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like just walking around one night, and he like went to pick up a street walker or
Nice.
whatever.
Nice.
And he picked her up, and then she was like blowing him in a bathroom. And he was like, all right, like fuck it, like I wanna fuck you or whatever. So she turns around, and he like starts fucking her in the ass, and then he like reaches around, and she's got like a dick. And
Didn't
he's
know the
like,
whole
yeah,
time.
I guess he didn't know. Yeah,
Jackpot.
I guess he didn't know. And then he's like, and then I just took a second, and I was like, all right, fuck it. And he just and did it anyways.
That's when you know, dude. That should be the test for if you're homophobic or not.
Yeah.
Like, you're surprised with a dick.
Yeah.
What do you do? If you keep fucking, you're the best.
You're
You're a
good.
good
Yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
I love that story. That guy's great.
He's
Yeah.
funny
He
shit.
and I, well, now the cat's out of the bag on that. He and I got our dick sucked by a trans woman on a roof in East Village one night.
You and him?
Yeah, at
Like
the
together? Oh, man.
You were just sitting next to each other. What are
Standing.
the odds? I was standing, of course.
What
You
the fuck? When?
A while ago.
Was this
What was the
while you
occasion?
were sober?
No,
Oh,
no,
okay.
no.
Right.
I was drinking, and this girl that I had ended up being like, I went on a date with her, and I showed up on acid, and she got like weirded out by that, and then stopped talking to me, and then invited me to her white coat party because she just
What is
graduated.
that? Is that like an
Oh, med
Albright
school?
thing?
Yeah. And
Oh.
she was
What
having
the
like this get
fuck?
together at like
Why
what?
were you dating someone that went to medical school,
We
dude?
weren't dating. She saw me do comedy once. She thought I was
Of
gonna be
course,
like
of course.
whatever.
Wow, years ago?
Yeah.
Don't
I
you act
know.
like then.
Shut up. And so we
I
go
mean, it's
there
barely past
to
four
like
now.
eat a dick. And so we go there, and I'm there to like be like, hey, things are great now, Melissa. And we were just rotating door doing coke in the bathroom with all these like doctors and everything.
Wait, you
So
went with
with Tommy
oh,
and a
okay.
couple of friends of ours, I like crashed
You
this party.
crashed
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a piece of
And
shit.
so then we were standing outside, and she's like, yeah, it's good to see you. And she got in the car. She was like, hey, hold on 1 second. I was like, okay. And she just got in a cab and left with another guy. She
Hold
just
on
1 rolled
second.
the window up, and I was like, what? Melissa. And I like got so upset. I
You
was
got
like,
a cab cucked.
That's
Dude.
it, we're getting out of here. So we were just on a
You got
mission.
cuck capped.
Yeah, cuck cab.
Welcome to the
Ben
cuck cab.
Bailey. Ben Bailey's cuck cab. You get the
Ben
question
Bailey.
wrong, he fucks your girlfriend. Adam, do you want to laugh at that story? Let him laugh into the mic.
No,
laugh at
either
it.
Laugh
I don't
or
get to
nothing.
comment on it.
It was a good story.
Laugh, dude.
I don't have a laugh right now.
Okay, all right.
not
That's it.
Of,
you blew it. You blew it, bitch.
That was your chance to be
you
on
blew
the
it,
podcast.
Bitch. Hold on. So you get cab cucked, and then you just wander the streets and find a trans hooker?
By, God was looking out for me that night because we found a good one.
Yeah.
And somehow, I don't know how, we ended up on a roof. I think she suggested the roof.
That's why. That's why.
Our go-to spot.
I love all these people. They're like, New York used to be so cool, and it's like, no, you're just boring.
Yeah.
There's
right.
still plenty of cool
yeah,
New York
no, you
to go
could still
around.
do a
You
bunch of
fucking
cool shit.
suck. You're a shitty, sucky person.
You could sneak up onto the roof at the Lantern. You go through, you could get into the apartments through this door they keep open. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that where you got your dick sucked?
No, this is in the East Village. And then we
How Woody Allen, you know?
Ooh, I just, you know, she's got a dick, but she understands my. That's her flaws. That she has.
You know, you're joking, but that's literally, I would say, what, 40% of your relationships?
What?
She's got a dick, but she understands me.
Yeah. 60.
Didn't you pay some, a trans hooker to fucking eat pancakes with you or something?
No. Eventually, yes.
You paid her in pancakes. Yeah.
I should make a movie about your life called Please Leave Las Vegas. Sir, please leave.
What was it? You went to a diner? You didn't have money?
I didn't have... I thought that I had access to all of my money in my account, but after you use your card so much, it locks you out. So I was like, up your guy.
You know, the fucking spending limit is like $3,000 a day.
I had it to a lot lower, so I could,
because of the
behavior, I could, like,
you're at the bank of alcoholism,
so I could cut off curb my thing, so I wouldn't black out.
You bank at Well Whiskey Fargo.
There he is.
All right, and I didn't have enough. I was like, call your guy. We're getting blow. We're getting a room. We're fucking, and I could only get out like $100. And so I was like, here's the thing. And so I was like, I could get you food. Do you want to eat at a diner afterwards? And she was just so disappointed, and really, she
did you fuck?
Made fun of my dick. She told me I had a little dick. She was backing.
That is a really shit.
That's
a big old dick.
That is fucking horrible customer service. Yeah.
I know.
That's like
I
the experience I'm going through with my bank right now.
They made fun of you.
Amalgamated.
Yeah, they made fun of my dick, and then they sent me my debit card a month and a half late.
That's so good. She had a much bigger dick than you.
And I was really trying to, like, so what's where are you from? She's like, Brazil. She just was not into the conversation at all that we were having.
Up a prostitute
while we're eating eggs at like 4 in the morning.
You're such a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Do you want to come to a show? She's like, no.
You're the best, Ian. Holy shit. This is such a fun story.
That's
probably
great.
The funnest story.
Ian makes me feel like a piece of shit about even, like, considering calling myself an alcoholic.
You have had some hilarious... Yeah. Ian's had some hilarious times. Halfway home stories.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny? When I met Ian, I was, like, exactly at, like, 2.5 years sober or something. And we met at, like, Stand Up New York or something. And we started talking about sobriety, and he was like, yeah, I've got like a week and a half. I was like, oh, good for you. And he was like, yeah, I had time before that. And I was like, how long? He's like, 2.5 years. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Like, it didn't happen to me or whatever. And then I was like, well, like what happened? Like, you know, I was like fascinated. I'm like, what happened? And you fell off the wagon. He's like, ah, you know, I was just at the airport and I was bored. So I just... I got a beer at the bar.
What a fucking retard. Is that real? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Tell him what happened after that.
Yeah, well, I was actually working at a halfway house.
You're at the airport.
Not only was I like losing my sobriety, but I was losing my job. Oh, I was just like, don't care.
Wait, you're at the airport going where? What's the...
I was going out on the road.
Okay.
And I ended up getting whacked, and I almost missed my flight because I went to another airport bar to fill up my drink thing with beer because you can bring it onto the flight. And then,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I like pissed myself a little bit on the flight, and just like was like, I think it's just water. And then
you think you just pissed water?
No, I think it's just to like water convince that came myself out of my that it wasn't bad yet. And then you know, for 2 weeks, it was real, real touch and go. And then on the way back, you know, you drink.
So you're
to
just
a point
out on the road
you're
for
just
2 weeks.
Like, you're just drinking. You're drinking. And
oh,
then,
so you were going on the road, and you're like, I want to get fucked up on the road.
Yeah,
was that what was going on? All right.
Yeah, and I, on the way back, I had to meet up with my ex girlfriend was picking me up, and I couldn't.
Why?
Because she loved me, and
she was your ex. At the time?
No.
Oh, did she also have a bigger dick than you?
Yes.
Maybe that's why you keep falling off the wagon, is you keep fucking women with bigger dicks than you.
Yeah. I got to find a little dick.
Little dick princess. Little dick Cinderella. You put a golden baby condom on her.
Put a golden baby condom.
And then you left this in my ass.
And then, and then at midnight, you turn back into a heterosexual.
Midnight, get out of here. You disgust me. I'm a man. Yeah. No, dude, it fucking sucks. No matter how much you drink, it's like not enough. And then you like... don't even think, you're just like, I don't care. I just want to get fucked up. And on the bus on the way to her place, I tried to get to the airport bar. It was closed. So I went on a bus.
You tried to go to the airport bar after you landed.
Yes.
That's incredible. Yes. That is beautiful.
And I also stole a bottle of wine on the plane. And in my mind, I was like, I'm better than all these people. And I took the wine and I was drinking it by the bathroom. And I looked out at everyone like being normal. And I was like, yeah, fucking idiots. Look at that. And so then I knew I was going to see her. And I was like, but she's not going to have booze at her place. So I just fucking started drinking hand sanitizer in the fucking bus. Yeah,
in
dude.
2 weeks?
That's not the plan. Yeah. I know. That's why it's alcoholism, dude. It's like
That is crazy. That is insane.
It's like, and I didn't plan on
that's
it.
That's top level alcoholic,
like,
dude.
Yeah, so that's why it's like the next time I'm shooting heroin into my dick. Yeah, like, it's not going to be like a good thing.
You're drinking hand sanitizer.
Yeah, just give Adam a second to explain why he doesn't have stories like that.
I miss being on the podcast.